Steve. Nice to meet you. We did a little bit of talk beforehand, but why don't you just start from the beginning? Tell us your story.
So I want to thank and act locally for taking this time to help me spread the word on the abuse of power, the corruption, the gang member like mentality in Pasadena, Texas. I'm just a common guy. I'm no special individual. I'm a person that puts his best foot forward when it comes to taking care of his family, and that's all I was doing was putting my best foot forward. And going into 2017, my mom was diagnosed with dementia, and I hope that there's people out there that have gone through with loved ones with dementia, have gotten support from everyone around them, because that's what you need when you take care of someone with dementia. You need support. You need help. They need help. They deserve help. And that's what I was doing, putting my best foot forward. So I was in the process of either buying another home or making modifications to my home to accommodate my mom and her increasing and steady advancing condition of dementia. And my thoughts were, let me separate my mom from my children because she's going to get aggressive later. And I didn't want my children to be in that type of situation. So I thought it over with my wife, and we went to Pasadena because on my deeds, the people that are listed there on my deeds were no longer with us. And the only organization that was on my deeds was John O'Harris. And there's a John O'Harris office on Burke Street and in Vista, or Burke and Fairmont. And I went there, and I went to ask them, hey, could I make these modifications to my home? And they said, we're no longer tied to that neighborhood. And they're like, you don't have HOA. So your only option is to go to City of Pasadena for permits.
Okay.
And that's what I did. I went to City of Pasadena for permits. They told me they couldn't give me a yes or no answer to the modifications to my home unless I gave them plans.
Okay.
I said, I don't want to give you plans if I can or cannot not do this. And they said, well, you're not going to get an answer from us.
Okay.
So me and my wife, we discussed it. We said we'll move forward with buying plans. So we bought the plans, very expensive plans. We submitted them. 2 months later, City of Pasadena calls me up and says, hey, we need a foundation report from an engineer.
Mm-hmm.
I said, can you tell me yes or no? You told me you could tell me yes or no if you got plans. And they said, no, we need the foundation report. So bid down, paid for that, turned, submitted that in. 2 months later, they said, we need to know a res check. I said, what's a res check? So a res check is to tell the engineers what type of insulation you're gonna need on the construction. And I just said, can you please just tell us yes or no? And they're like, nope, not until we see that res check.
Okay.
So we bid down and bought that and submitted it in. And it was another engineering report after that. And off of the third or fourth one, extra report that they asked, I just told my wife, that's it, we're not paying no more. You know, if they say that they're not going to give us an answer, well, then so be it. We'll just move on, whatever. We'll do something different. But lo and behold, they called us up and said, hey, come get your permits. You passed.
Okay.
So we got to work on our plans. And it was going to be the lower floor with the handicap restroom. My mom was going to be able to go in. She was going to be able to, you know, be on one level. And I was going to have all the wide doors, you know, because I'm sure sooner or later she's going to be in a wheelchair and all this stuff. And the second level was for a caretaker.
Okay.
So I built a second level on there. So I bought the home already converted as a room. It was not a functioning garage. It was a converted room. Okay. So I just put a second level on top of it so I can have a caretaker up there while I'm at work.
Okay.
And we got 90% done with it. And then lo and behold, I have a neighbor named Ralph Morrissey, who has connections with the city attorney, with the council member at the time, Phil Caton, and Jeff Wagner of Pasadena.
Okay.
And they went down there and nitpicked through the deeds and said that I'm in violation of the deeds because I'm now multifamily. And
okay. I think I, okay.
Yeah, so from there, it was like I was just taking care of my business, and I received this notice on my door saying cease and desist.
Okay.
And I thought it was a joke, so I called the city attorney, and they said, yeah, you need to stop doing what you're doing. I said, I'm not doing anything. You guys gave me the permits to do this.
Right.
So don't say I need to stop doing what I'm doing. And they were like, well, we're telling you to stop doing what you're doing. And I was like, this is sick. I mean, this is sick all the way. I got my mom here. I need to get this done. I need to concentrate on all my children and my mom. And you're going to come around and do this to me. So I went ahead and went down there and talked to Richard Reisinger, who was the attorney at that time. And he was very aggressive. I mean, just from the start, that dude was aggressive.
Okay.
And I was just like, I need an attorney. I can't talk to this dude alone.
So, you got an attorney?
Yeah, I went and got an attorney. And he was like, yeah, what they're doing is sick and disgusting. He was like, look, man, you're going to have to fight these people or do whatever they're asking.
Mm-hmm.
Those are your two options right there. And he goes, that paperwork you signed, they're going to come after you. For this right here, they're just gonna make a big stink. They got the money, they got the power to do it. So, I was in a rock and a hard place, and I'm still in a rock and a hard place.
So it's still ongoing.
It's still ongoing. They're trying to make me make modifications to my home that on a structure that I've already completed.
Okay.
I've already completed the structure. They want me to connect my house to my garage, pour the foundation, insulate the walls. Put the air conditioner, the air conditioner runs through there, cool the whole rise on there. I mean, that's no duck walk. You know, that's some very expensive stuff. Okay. And that's the reason why I'm fighting, because my children deserve my finances to go to them to help them with even more sporting events that I want to get them involved with. I got my youngest one in volleyball. I have my oldest in archery, you know, and I want to do more, but I'm limited now because all my extra funds go to attorney fees.
Okay. So you still have your attorney?
Yes.
Okay. So help walk me through the modifications that they have added to your project since you've started.
So
after the approval of the permits and everything.
So the approval structure is there. My neighbor behind me, which is Robbie Lowe, and the neighbor who has the ties with Jeff Wagner,
mm-hmm.
and the city attorney and at that time Phil Caton, they're saying that I am violation of the deeds and that I'm imposing on their privacy.
What specific parts of the deed restrictions are you in violation of?
Well, they're saying I'm multifamily, but if you look at Texas law. That I'm not in violation. Texas law says multifamily is six families or more.
Okay. And I was going to say four or more, but.
Yeah, it's six families or more. I'm nowhere close to that.
Okay.
None at all. So.
What's your attorney have to say about the deed restrictions?
And that's what he's saying. The deed restrictions, there are, in other words, it's up to interpretation.
Okay.
You know?
So where's the litigation stand now? The
litigation stands right now is to where I had to go get signatures, okay?
Okay.
For my neighbors. So in 2020 is when I had them write it up. I said, hey, look, y'all can write it up to where if I get signatures from my neighbors, I'm good. And they were like, what makes you think these neighbors are going to sign with you? And this was Richard Reisinger, you know, and I'm just looking at him. I said, I know what he's thinking. You know, there's no way people who don't share your skin tone are gonna sign with you. There's just no way. And that's in a wrong way he was telling me that. You know, I was like, just put it in there. Just put it in there. I wasn't gonna argue with him. Mm-hmm. You know, you can't argue with people like that. So and so when he put that in there, I was like, great. I just told my wife, we'll get these signatures and we'll move forward. And I'm sure, you know, with our prayers and everything, you know, the Lord will bless us with these signatures. So when I went to do that and started getting signatures, Ralph Morrissey went to Jeff Wagner and Phil Caton. And they utilized our city resources and to help build Ralph's image, because he already has a solidified foundation in the neighborhood. He's been there since the beginning of time.
Okay.
And so he already has solidified foundation, but the mayor assisted him and started installing brand new sidewalks, encouraging my neighbors not to sign with me.
What did that have to do with them not signing?
Well, he's telling them, hey, if you sign with Alvarez, you're not going to get anything done. But with Morrissey, things happen. You see what I mean? So now
help me understand what the signatures were for. How many did you need?
So the signatures were for to give me an amendment to the deeds, saying that it's okay to have another structure, a second level structure, if you will. But it was just in other words, deteriorating their argument. That's pretty much what it was. Instead of going to battle over this paragraph in the deeds.
Okay, so you didn't get the signatures, I'm guessing.
So I got them. Okay, I got them. But Ralph Morrissey went around. Okay, Ralph Morrissey's retired.
Okay.
Okay. He just mopes around his house all day long. I have to put food on the table. Right. I have two babies to take care of. So when I got those signatures, I submitted them. I filed them with the county clerk, and I had to concentrate on work.
Right.
You know, I had to provide for my family. So while I'm busting my hump and the city attorney is just like not answering my attorney, and my attorney's calling them like, hey, we submitted these. What's up? You know, Ralph Morrissey's going around having people recant their signature.
Okay.
So when we go to court, I'm showing my signatures, and then he's showing how he persuaded people neighbors that signed with me, and they recanted their signature.
Okay. So then you don't have the signatures based after they recanted their signatures.
Right.
Okay. Right. Is that still in play? Is it still in process or it's not?
So it's still in process. So I had to come to agreement to make these modifications to my home. Okay. All right, because they're trying to sue me.
So the external part of the project is complete.
Oh yeah, it's done.
So it's done.
Yeah.
What are the internal modifications that they're requiring for you to finalize your project? Was it just the air conditioning? I know you mentioned air conditioning.
So they're asking me to pour a whole foundation from my house, which is a 30-foot span, okay, from my house to my garage, to make it one foundation.
Okay.
And then they want me to build the walls on either side, put the roof, connect the roofs, all the insulation, all the electrical, and the AC. And of course.
Did you have a detached garage?
Yes.
Okay. So you had a detached garage, and then you just took your garage and went up.
Yep.
So the garage, when it was built, though, it has the same foundation as the.
Right. They're the footprints the same.
As the home.
Yep. The footprints the same.
Okay. Well, we might have to do a site visit and just show the folks what it is that we're looking at. Would you be open to that?
Yeah, I'd be more than open to that. But if they want to look at it now, just go to Google Earth. You know, it's on there.
Okay.
You know, it's beautiful.
Google Earth would be good, but I'd like to see, like, what's...
Most definitely.
Elevation of it and everything.
Love to show you. And matter of fact, here are the...
You got the plans?
Here are the original plans right here. So
okay, this will give me a better idea.
Yeah, so this is my house, and here's the garage.
Okay, and so then you just went up with this.
I just went up with it.
And so they're saying that you need to have between here, you need to do...
I need to connect it.
A foundation.
I need to pour the foundation, go up, connect the second story roof, and then drop down and connect to this roof.
But not per the city. This is per the deed.
No, this is just per the lawsuit. The deeds don't require. Matter of fact, ask yourself this. How is this house built with a detached garage, and all of a sudden, because Ralph Morrissey has connections with the mayor and the council member. Now they're going to drum him up saying you got to be one. But it was approved back then.
No, I agree that the city of Pasadena, if they already approved your plans and everything.
It's been there for since 1978.
Yeah.
Since 1978.
And then they want you to run air conditioning and everything to the house. But there's no requirement that you can't just put window units or something in for the air conditioning.
Yeah,
but I don't know what else. So they're trying to get you to connect. Is this a two-story? This is one story here and two story here.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. There's a lot of stuff going on just more nationally and everything with something that's called accessory dwelling units. Are you're familiar?
No,
maybe
I'm not.
ADUs. There's a movement, Strong Town, shout out. That in order to thicken up our neighborhoods and to give people options like you, to bring in your mother to your home so that she can live with you her later years instead of sending her to a nursing home or whatever, people want to build accessory dwelling units that is just an attached small apartment or something that you can put in your backyard. Yeah. This is exactly like that.
What this is called is called a mother-in-law suite.
Yeah.
Okay, is what it's called.
And your garage is already converted to a living space, and you're just trying to do
when I purchased the home, it was already a living space. That's okay. Correct. That's correct. And that's the whole thing. To tell you the truth, just to boil it down, my house was never a focal point. All right?
It's all politics.
After everything I've gone through, okay, everybody says, hey, well, you're throwing the race card out there. I said, no, I have proof of the race card. Okay, I have proof of being singled out.
Mm-hmm.
You name one council member that has gone to another person's home on a Saturday, Sunday, and went there and bothered the activity of that home. So council member Phil Caton came to my house, and people that were doing some final work around my house, he was telling them to get out of here.
Okay. That was years ago now.
It was in 20.
Is he still on the board?
No,
on
he's not a council member. Yeah, he's termed out. Yeah, okay. And just to show you the sickness that I'm like, I'm not just throwing the race card out there.
Right.
Ralph Morrissey, and I told everybody, he has cameras pointed at my house and he watches me day in and day out. And this guy is really sick. And they're like, oh, you're just inflaming the situation. That took days to write this timeline here. It took days on end for him to watch my windows and see when the lights turn on and turn off, when my daughters leave to school, when my wife is home alone. And he wrote this report, this flyer, and handed it out to other neighbors.
And what's the point of this?
The point of this...
Just to show that somebody's living in here?
No. The point here is he's trying to demonize me.
For what?
Because I don't belong in the neighborhood ever since, okay? I don't belong there.
And I don't see... What year was this?
It was...
It just says March 22. I don't know.
March 22 of the year before last. So it's 2023.
Okay.
Yeah.
The girls have not been seen. I don't know. This is surveillance.
Yeah, but it's stalking.
I don't know. To Martin Ream. Who? I'm sorry.
Martin Ream is my neighbor.
Okay, to Martin Ream.
Yeah.
So he's wanting you to do a welfare check, or he's wanting Martin Ream to do a welfare check on Alicia, is your wife?
That's correct.
And your children. Okay. I don't know. This is crazy to me. This is nuts. So, I don't know. This...
It's disgusting.
This is somebody that's entirely too involved in your life. So I'm trying to understand where do we go from here? What I want to focus on is action. Mm-hmm. I want to resolve this for you. There's no reason that this should continue to be a problem in your life.
And I agree.
What can we do as a community? What can I do to help you? What do you see as being the next course of action?
The next course of action should have been the first reflex of action from the city. The city should have told Morrissey, Mr. Alvarez did everything by the book.
Mind your business. And
you're right in that terms, but it should have been Alvarez did everything per the books. He came down here, got permits. He executed those permits. He got all his inspections passed. Okay, if you have an issue, what he has done, that is your lawsuit, not ours. You take it up with him personally.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but what they did was use our tax dollars. They put 5 attorneys on me.
And then the city of Pasadena is now going after you.
Right. Right.
Okay.
Right. So then when I go and expose the corruption of Pasadena at town hall, okay, I've been exposing them for quite a bit. All right. The mayor has been recording, abusing his podium. He told people that he sent a letter to my house. I never received this letter, but he says it in on the council meeting that he sent a letter to my house saying, My speech is restricted only to happy birthdays or graduations. Well, if you're an American, you know that's a pile of crap.
Right. Well, he did mention it was as part of the ongoing litigation because you couldn't talk about there what was going on with your litigation and
which
stuff.
Which is another lie.
That was the way that I interpreted it.
Which is another lie. Okay, because anybody knows anywhere, if a judge gives you an order that you can't speak on it on the matter in public, well, guess what? Your freedom's going to be taken pretty soon if you do.
Yeah.
She never...
Gag order. I don't know. I don't know the law and everything, but I've heard of gag orders to where you can't talk about the case and all this kind of stuff.
She's never given me a gag order.
Yeah.
Never. But the mayor uses his podium to paint that negative light on me.
To restrict your speech and being able to bring light to the topic.
Mm-hmm.
And now this is going on for far too long.
Yeah. So if you go to Pasadena... neighbors and Pasadena city officials sue on YouTube, you'll see the whole video on how Ralph Morrissey, like, why is the city even helping out Ralph Morrissey?
Mm-hmm.
Like, why do they care about Ralph Morrissey? Well, he was going down there for years, way back in 2008, 2006, he's been going down there and rubbing elbows with all the politicians there. And he tells them that he's the president of Fairmont Estates.
But there's no homeowners association.
No HOA. Nor do we have a president. But he wanted to go down there and rub elbows with them people and paint himself as somebody that they should pay attention to.
Okay.
And you'll see.
So where does that stand? Is there really no homeowners association?
No.
It's just a loose gathering of neighbors that come together and make decisions or?
Well, not even that, right? It's just a circle of neighbors, right? Their circle. You know, because when I moved in, I was never told about a Facebook account, Fairmont Estates mm-hmm. Facebook account. I was never told about it. I was never invited.
Right.
Okay. And it wasn't until a neighbor told me, hey, the situation that you're in, I'm like, yeah. They were like, you need to get on that page and tell them what's going on. So I did. Mm-hmm. I got on his page, on Ralph Morrissey's page.
Yeah.
Right? It's his page. I got on his page, and I let the neighbors know what was going on. Well, they started bashing him.
Bashing Ralph
Morrissey.
Okay.
They started bashing.
But then he can block them if it's Facebook.
Well, that's right. That's right. Not only did he block.
He can kick them out of the group because it's his group.
Well, he silenced them. He didn't so much block them. He silenced them. He every time he sent a comment, he was able to filter that out.
Yeah. Because he has to approve or not approve
however you set it up.
Yeah.
You can set it up however you want.
He gets to see everybody's whatever they say, and he has to approve their comments or not approve their comments.
If you have it set up that way.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, so. So when I started dishing out the proof, I got kicked out. So what I did was wait until 2:30 in the morning. I created my own Fairmont Estates page, and I just started hammering everybody on his page and inviting them to my
page. To your new page.
So I can have a semi-voice.
Do you still have that page?
Yes, I do.
How many followers or
group members? I have 150.
How many people did you need to sign your petition?
I needed 88 neighbors.
Okay.
Yeah.
So if that happened again, you could get the numbers if you've got 150.
I'm sure I can get the signatures again if we ever let that window open up again. But that window is every 12 years.
Oh wow.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So that's why it was so crucial to me. And everybody was just like, man. I mean, all you're trying to do is take care of your family. I know. Imagine all these women. You know, just wanting a husband that would just do what he's supposed to do, is take care of a family.
Right.
Right, but yet they got to drag him to court, ask him to pay child support. Right.
And get him to pay child support.
Yeah, and get him to pay, actually get a job and take care of your responsibilities. I don't need no one telling me that. That's a reflex to me.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I know what the Lord gave me. The Lord gave me beautiful children, and he said, hey, this is your responsibility. That's what I'm doing. I don't need someone to tell me to go to work. I know what I need to do. But yet, here I am. I'm doing all I can, and I have this neighbor that's doing this. So they went so far to create a meeting, okay, when we were getting signatures, to create a meeting and have this guy, Oscar de la del Toro, show up and give a speech on their behalf to make it seem this is only for the Spanish-speaking neighbors, mm-hmm. okay? Well,
who is this guy?
This is Ralph Morrissey doing this.
But who's Oscar del Toro?
Oscar de la Toro, he's a business, community business person.
Okay.
Okay, so he's an engineer, and he does businesses, and they were trying to get him to speak on their behalf. Well, he looked deeper into this, and they were supposed to meet at the library in Pasadena and speak, and he said, something's fishy about this. And he told him, I'm not going.
He didn't end up doing it.
He didn't do it. He didn't do it, and I thanked him for not doing that.
Yeah, no, that's good for him.
Yeah, so I had my mom with me, and I said, I'm going to go to this meeting. I wasn't invited, okay?
This is the meeting that they kicked you out of?
Yes.
On the video? Okay.
Yes. So I would say I wasn't invited. Like, no one ever told me you can't go, but I was not given a flyer. Right. There was another neighbor says, hey, you're a Spanish speaker, so here you go, because it's for Spanish speakers.
And then what was the reasoning for not allowing you to stay?
Okay. Because they had the cops involved.
It seems like every time I see you on video, there's cops.
Yes, yes. So when I'm there, I'm waiting for the opportunity. Let them give their spiel to the Spanish speakers. Then I was going to come in and elaborate my side. Mm-hmm. But they didn't want that to happen. So one neighbor finally walked in who spoke Spanish, and I started speaking to him. Right away, they called the cops. And the cops, we're in Pasadena. They don't, okay, I'm not going to blanket them. All right, this officer, didn't share my color. Just came straight up, said, you need to get out of here. And I said, sir, this is a public library. I was trying to explain to him.
He said, the library's out there.
Yep.
No, I remember.
Yep. And I had my elderly mom with me. Because I had another attorney tell me, mm-hmm. why didn't you stand your ground? That was a public library, and that was a public meeting. Why didn't you stand your
public
ground?
Public meeting for my neighborhood. Your neighborhood.
Yeah.
For Spanish-speaking folks.
Yeah. And I told him, you're 100% correct, and I would have done that, but I had my mom with me.
Yeah.
So if they take me in a car unlawfully,
and she's stuck there.
She don't know her phone number. She don't know her address. She doesn't know her name. So,
That's a tough situation.
It is.
But you shouldn't be put in this situation. Yeah. Okay. Well, again, I'm still trying to understand what's left for you. Is she able to live in here? Or do you have her living there? Or can you not answer that on camera? Or I don't want to overstep my boundaries.
But a
part of me, like, I would say, forget these folks. Let's do what's necessary to get you operational and staying here. I understand you may not be able to use the accessory dwelling unit above the second story for somebody to stay there, but she's living in the bottom portion, correct? Which was as it was when you purchased the property.
My mom passed away.
Oh. I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah. And that's the reason why I'm so vocal, because no other American should struggle this hard to take care of their own family members.
Yeah, man, that sucks.
No other American at all. I mean, not even American. No human being should have to fight this hard.
For no reason, it seems. Right.
Look, if you take care of the elderly, you're an all-star to me. Okay? Because the elderly in the world are the most abused group of individuals across, hands down.
Yeah.
Hands down. They're forgotten about. And if they don't have money, their family members don't care about them. Yeah. It's this and that. And that's the whole thing about this is people have said to me, why don't you put her in a home? And I'm like, I bite my tongue because it's a culture thing. You know, everybody sees it different.
Right.
Everybody sees it different. And just because I see it one way doesn't mean that you should act accordingly.
Yeah.
No, you are who you are. I don't know how you were raised.
Yeah.
I don't know what your beliefs are. I should respect it.
Yeah.
As long as you're not harming anybody else, I should respect your beliefs. I should respect who you are. And that's my fire of going down there and exposing Jeff Wagner for who he is. That's my fire right there. because he's using his position, he's using our tax dollars to demonize me. Am I the one stealing your catalytic converter? Am I the one following people home from the bank? No, I'm just trying to take care of my family.
Right.
Is Jeff Wagner exhausting his energy to isolate those criminals that are breaking into people's cars and nights? And no, he's not. He's focused. He's using all his resources against me.
Man. So, since that's the case, I keep coming back to this thing.
Yeah.
What do you need to do to finish?
I just need the community of Pasadena to call the city and say, "Little Jeffrey, cut your crap. Cut your crap now. You know you're in the wrong. You know Councilmember Phil Caton was in the wrong."
So do they have the litigation is still open, or it's not, or it's closed?
It is. We're still fighting in court. And with his little stunt that he did in October, which was to silence my speech.
Okay, tell me, that was not this past October.
Yes. Yes.
Of 24?
2024, yeah.
What happened then?
So that's the day they arrested me.
Oh, I didn't know. Okay.
Okay. So you didn't
know. Yeah, tell us the story.
So I'm gaining a lot of traction.
Okay.
Little Jeffrey, okay, and that's all I'm going to address him now. Okay, yeah. I'm not gonna say his full name anymore because he doesn't deserve any respect.
Okay,
for what he's done. If you gotta look up the individual. Okay, you gotta look up. That's our problem in the U.S. We're not filtering our politicians before we put them in play. Little Jeffrey comes from a family of two brothers that were marshals. Okay, and you can look it up. Go to Google and type in Wagner Brothers drugs and arrest. And you'll see both of his brothers were terrorizing Galena Park. They were stealing drugs from drug dealers and then reselling them into the community. One brother got 18 years, the other brother got 20 years or something like that.
Wow.
So corruption is not something new to him.
Okay.
He has been abusing his position and using corruption, abusing his power like a reflex. And no one is calling him out on it. Well, very few are calling him out on it. Okay. And when it comes to him to address these matters, like police misconduct, he doesn't speak about it. He doesn't act on it. There's another guy named Ty Smith who was assaulted. He claims, okay, I have not seen it. So I don't want to say he was, but he's claiming that he was assaulted by PPD, and he's been bringing it up to the mayor. The mayor has not responded publicly, has not talking to him at all. So I'm hoping that he gets resolution on his matter. So when Jeff Wagner started telling people, "Hey, the judge said that Stephen Alvarez couldn't come up here and speak," when little Jeffrey said that, "Hey, you were sent a letter. You know not to speak about this." Well, that discredits me, you know, every time he's using his podium. And that's what they're doing. So when I'm making traction now, people are starting to see, hey, he's a liar. Mm-hmm. I'm gaining traction. People are like, "Hey, the judge never gave you a gag order." I said, "No." He goes, every American knows you can't send somebody a letter saying, "Hey, your speech is restricted." Mm-hmm. I said, "I know." They're like, "Wow, you're making traction." So I went there that night and little Jeffrey, being the tyrant that he is, he removed the podium that was in line with all the council members.
Right.
And he shifted that to the center, and he built a partition, okay, in the middle. So what does that tell you? That tells you, as a citizen, you are not equal to me. I am better than you when you're my employee.
Okay. I can see that. Yeah, but a lot of council rooms and stuff is built that way. But
he raised taxes just before that. You see me saying we needed money. We needed money, so we have to raise taxes.
And then spending money on stupid stuff.
Exactly.
Making changes to a council room that doesn't necessarily need the changes.
Yeah,
it's been this way for how long?
Yeah, he just wanted a tyrant. He wanted to minimize the image of his employers that were speaking up against him. Mm-hmm. That's what that tells me. That tells me you're not worthy up here. You come in here and bow at my feet. That's what you do. That's what that tells me. So I'm making traction there. And I was calling him out on all his hypocrisy. Because you can't clap. When someone comes up there and makes a strong point that's against him, and you clap, he's yelling, no clapping, no clapping.
There's so, no clapping a rule?
Yeah, in his deal.
Because they get to make their own rules, right? For the city council?
The
meetings anyway?
That is all subjective. Okay, that's what I mean by subjective is it cannot interfere with your First Amendment rights or any of your rights. It can't interfere with the Constitution at all. So you can make whatever rule you want, but if it interferes with the Constitution, you're in the wrong.
Okay. So clapping can just be freedom of speech.
That's right. So can booing. So I was making traction, and I called him out because he had the Pasadena Chamber of Commerce come up there and take pictures of Lil Jeffrey. Mm-hmm. And as soon as they got through taking pictures, they all started clapping. Well, I told him, hey, what happened to no clapping, Lil Jeffrey? And that's when his tyrant.
Now you're showing the hypocrisy, and they pull you out.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, again.
So they arrested me, okay, and I went to court, okay, and I had to go two times, mm-hmm. and I'm looking at this judge like, come on, the Constitution is right there, please.
What was the charges?
The charge was disrupting a public meeting.
Okay.
Okay, so a Class B misdemeanor.
Okay.
But I'm looking at the judge the whole time like, come on, the Constitution is right there. It's singing. And then finally, the 28th of January, she rang that Liberty Bell, said, I see no probable cause here.
So they dropped the charge.
They dropped the charge.
Just a few days ago.
January 28th.
January 28th.
Of 2025.
So last week.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
Okay, well then that's new.
Yeah.
That's a new development.
Yeah.
Okay, so.
So I'm, I as an American, all right, have to make these, have to do my duty as an American and hold these corrupt politicians to their wrongdoing.
Okay, so is it fair to say, sorry, but I'm like a physical thing. Is the project done?
It's done.
Okay. Do you have somebody staying there?
So it's done, but right now still the city attorneys, which is J-Dell, is blocking my electrical connection.
Okay. So you don't have electrical to just the upstairs?
Right.
Right. I'm guessing it's just the upstairs because the downstairs is still, it's part of the original dwelling.
Right. You're 100% correct there.
Okay. So then the upstairs has its own separate electrical.
Yes, correct.
That's meter.
Correct. That's correct.
Okay. And then it's not connected, but it has water?
Yes.
It's got water, it's just missing electrical.
Yep.
Okay. But you don't have any plans for anything happening to that in the time being.
Well, like I mean, I just want to be left alone, you know?
Yeah.
You know, I just
want to finish it and be done with it.
I just want
to. Okay. So then if your next plan of action, like you want to get Jeff Wagner out of office, like what's the.
So he terms out this year.
Okay.
Little Jeffrey terms out. But this is where I'm going back to the corruption. Okay, with his brothers displaying that they have total ill regard for being.
His brothers are in or out?
I believe they're both out, either on probation or parole or whatever it is.
Right.
I believe they're both out. This is the corruption. He tried to hire his brother as a parks and wildlife supervisor. Okay. And that you can't do that.
It didn't fly.
I mean, it was garbage right as he said it. Okay. So this is the corruption I'm talking about. He displays that he's okay with corruption. You know, he does it himself. So now he has a buddy that's running for mayor. And he's trying to get it. He's doing anything and everything to get his buddy in there.
When is the next election?
May. So April 23rd is early voting. May 3rd is voting day.
Okay. So they have a mayoral election in an off year, mm-hmm. 2025. Mm-hmm. Okay, so you want to see him gone? I take it.
Well, he's gonna be gone.
He's gonna be gone. You don't want to see his guy, basically the guy that he's endorsing, be out or to be in there. Do we have an alternative?
We have several alternatives. I'm looking through all the alternatives, and I'm gonna tell you right now. Pasadena has gone through some real rough times. And I believe it's because of the administration that we're constantly putting in there. We need to get these people out who don't respect other people. We need not to follow suit. We need to end that connection right now. Okay, we had Johnny Isabel. Johnny Isabel, you can look him up. There was a minority on the council. And in front of everybody, he called that minority boy. Well, speak up, boy. And to me, that tells me who you are. Okay, just by you being the mayor, mm-hmm. and you're addressing another member of the council like that, tells me who you are. Okay, and then came Jeff Wagner after him. Okay, Jeff Wagner has shown nothing but corruption, nothing but nastiness. Mm-hmm. Okay, just few people are willing to call him out because A, they're doing business with the city, or B, they've already have plans to follow in his shoes. Okay. And we need to end that. So I've been looking at all these candidates that are in there running, and I like a council member that's there, and his name's Ibarra. He's a police captain for Pearland. He's a former Marine, and he believes in the Constitution. I've talked to him.
He's a current council member.
He's a current councilman for District G.
And he works in Pasadena. Oh, I'm sorry, in Pearland.
He's a police captain in Pearland right now.
Okay.
Yep. And he's a former Marine. And most of the time, okay, not all the time, but most of the time, when you have one of our members of the service, they understand the sacrifice they did for our Constitution. Mm-hmm. And that's what we need. We need people who stand up for our Constitution and respect the Constitution and go by the Constitution.
Okay. Yeah. So do you see what you're trying to do now as more of a political movement to root out corruption at the local level, at the city level, and to try to get in better folks to office?
Right. Right.
That's your goal now in this whole thing, because this is all done.
Right. Right. My whole goal is to make life better in Pasadena for the people, by the people.
Okay.
Okay. We can no longer go there and say, hey, watch your step because a person with a title is here.
Yeah.
We're all equal. Right. So when you have a janitor and you have a mayor, they're equal. Yeah. Just do your job. Do it right. That's the way I look at it, knowing how corrupt our politicians and power drunk they can get. We have to show, hey, you don't do that.
Even at the smallest level.
Right.
He's just a city mayor.
Right. He's a small city mayor.
Yeah.
But we have to nip it in the bud.
Okay. Look, I'm down with that. Okay. Well, you let us know what we can do. I would suggest that we try to... because you're saying May is right around the corner. Mm-hmm. Like these people are all doing, they're going through their process now, mm-hmm. of putting the word out. So right. I would say we need to have conversations with these guys, find out who they are, and try to drum up some interest, because people are not interested. People generally don't like politicians.
Right.
And they don't like the whole process. And I think if we look at the stats, very few people probably even vote in the mayoral elections in terms of in relation to the overall population of Pasadena. So let's have a look at it. Let's see what we can do.
Yeah, no, without a doubt. I mean, like them or hate them, they're going to be handling our tax dollars. They're going to be handling how our fellow citizens are treated, mm-hmm. how you are treated.
All right.
Okay. If you don't get involved now, when then?
Yeah.
When you're up against the wall with your nose busted and your rights being violated, or is it right now when you can check a little box and let them know, hey, either do it right or don't do it at all?
Yeah.
You know, because I know another gentleman, his name is Johnny Fusher. He's got beautiful children. I mean, he's adopted these children. And you wouldn't even think they're his children. You're like, hey, you're a white guy, and there's a kid right here. Somebody left their kid here. He's like, no, that's my son. And I'm like, wow, he's a black kid. And yeah, that's my son. And I really think he's a strong fit for Pasadena. I really think that's the image we need to put out there, that we are all family regardless of what language you speak, what color skin you are, mm-hmm. what church you go to, what sex you are. Yeah. We're all one. That's where I'm at with it.
I'm down with that message.
Yeah. But we
can set it up and have these conversations and get the word out, and we'll try to get, look, I would love to, I like to disrupt things. Mm-hmm. Like, I would love to see if we could get some young people involved and go up there and just disrupt the city council meetings just for the fun of it, just to see how they respond when the people begin to show interest.
Well, that's what a lot of people are. So some people have come to me about, hey, you're just having fun. Yeah. Right, going up there. No, I'm not having fun. I'm not having fun at all. I'm serious about what I'm doing.
Yeah.
I am very dead serious. You shouldn't play with council. When you go up there to council, you're up there to audit them. Okay. Hold them accountable.
Yeah.
And call them and expose them when they're doing wrong.
Yeah.
Okay. To me, that's not play. To me, I'm dead serious because there's another guy named Art Sepúlveda. Azael Sepúlveda.
Okay.
He is another person just trying to feed his family. Okay. It's on ABC 13. You can go to their page and look what they're doing to him. He purchased a mechanic shop so he can work and take care of his family. What does little Jeffrey do? Little Jeffrey and the city attorney go over there and tell him, hey, you need to add 28 more parking spaces to your mechanic shop. We're not giving you the permit.
It was an already existing mechanic shop?
Already existing.
Okay.
And this guy's like, I'm trying to feed my family. What are you doing here? So this is the other thing that city of Pasadena needs to recognize and do your research. All you got to do is do a FOIA act. Go there and get this information. You'll see how many lawsuits we're in. Okay. All because of little Jeffrey. Azael Sepúlveda, he's already won. He's pretty much won. City backed out of going ahead and saying, hey, we give up. They backed out because his attorneys slapped paperwork down and said, okay, now pay our bill.
And then now, that's another thing. Again, another shout out to Strong Towns is that there's something that I didn't understand that it was being used, like it's being weaponized, but it's mandated minimum parking for dwellings. That's another national topic.
Yeah.
For people that are interested in the built environment and how our cities are built. But I can't believe that they're weaponizing it and trying to do the parking spaces.
Exactly what they're doing.
Forcing.
Exactly, especially on existing property.
Yeah.
I mean, if I'm new construction, tell me.
But that's done through the permitting process. That's like what they should have been telling you, that there's, look, it's being used as a weapon, and that's not.
Thank you, brother. Thank you. That's a strong point. You can go back to another video of the Pasadena Council where Jeff Wagner's there backing up Phil Caton, and Phil Caton's telling everybody, we recognize there's an issue with our permitting department. Okay? You can't leave Alvarez alone knowing that? And he tells them, we're taking these further steps. We are now applying a new software that's going to help us not have these issues.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So why are you going after Alvarez so strong like this? Why do you speak so aggressive with this? And I'll tell you right now, because Phil Caton's a racist. And so is Ralph Morrissey.
But Caton's not on the
he's
council.
He's not on the council no more, but he did his damage.
Yeah.
He did his damage. And I have proof of that. It's a video of him. And as soon as he finishes that spiel,
mm-hmm.
little Jeffrey says, well said. Backing it up.
Okay. Well, we'll see. We'll shake some things up and we'll see what happens.
Thank you, brother.
That's all I want from this, and we'll see where it goes from here. I really appreciate your input in some of these guys because you are into this, and so if you can make connections for us with some of these guys, we'll get together, have conversations, and see what we can do to create a movement, and or not even like yeah. We want to partner with you. You guys are already the movement.
Mm-hmm.
I want to throw our whatever resources we have behind you guys, and let's see if we can make some change.
Yeah, no doubt. And I encourage everybody to go to Neighbors and Pasadena City Officials Sue, and you can see just the disgusting conduct of some of my neighbors. And there's another guy named Alan Fowler. He sat there and told lie after lie to the officers in that video to make them do some form of arrest. Lucky for me, I have a brother in Christ, Martin Ream.
Mm-hmm.
He's a brother in Christ, and
is that the other guy in the video?
Yeah, the bald headed guy. Yeah, he's my brother in Christ.
We'll put links to any videos that you suggest. We'll put them in the down in the comment section or whatever.
It just goes to show, you know. I mean, I don't know how I'm your neighbor, and I'm encouraging these cops just to go arrest you, and I'm throwing everything in the kitchen sink, and they still don't arrest you. And then the following day, I go to city council and still smear you more after the officer told me, hey, that never happened. What you said, that Alvarez was cussing out the council member, the officer, I was there. That never happened. And he still went over there just to smear my name.
Yeah. People got to stop the hate.
Yeah.
Man.
That's it.
We need to, like, if we want to improve our communities, it starts with helping your neighbors. Like, it doesn't get any, you want to talk about thinking and acting locally. That's what I think it is. I want to help lift people up, help them to achieve their goals in life and to improve their situations.
Yeah.
And it seems to me that people are going out of their way to make life harder for folks.
Exactly.
For no reason at all.
Life is too hard already. Why make it harder? Why make it harder? So when little Jeffrey had PPD arrest me on a bogus charge, right away, I was thinking positive. This is all negative. I was thinking positive. Yeah. As soon as they put me in there, I was talking to everybody there. I was like, do you know why you're here? And they're like, yeah, I stole the car. And another guy, I said, you know why you're here? He was like, yeah, I was stealing people's guns and stuff like that. I said, no, that's not why you're here. They're like, what's wrong with you? That is the reason why I'm here. I said, no, you're here, brother, because you don't have Jesus in your life. Yeah. That's why you're here, brother. I said, as soon as you put Jesus in your life, these things will stop.
Well, that's a positive message.
That's right, brother.
So, okay. Well, you want to wrap it up there? I think I'm good.
I'm good.
Steve, I appreciate you.
Thank you.